Here at Rotary Glen Park, Emigration Creek is running big and fast. The same story is playing out all over Utah. The snowpack is near normal in a few places and lagging in southeastern Utah, but most drainages are way above average. It's the first time in 6 years that water managers are worrying about too much water instead of a shortage.
In 2017, Mother Nature threw us a knuckleball.
Wayne Pullen leads the Bureau of Reclamation's Provo Area Office.
And a knuckleball is a change-up pitch, and a knuckleball works because it's unpredictable.
Pullen says all of Utah's reservoirs are expected to fill this year, except for maybe Strawberry. Now water managers are preparing for different challenges. Flooding can damage property, surging rivers can drown people, landslides have been known to damage roads and even kill people.
The other variables are the temperature and the precipitation that we continue to receive. And so it becomes a balancing act.
Pullen says Utah can expect peak runoff in May and June unless temperatures stay unusually warm. His office oversees 49 major and minor dams along with more than 600 miles of canals, pipelines, and tunnels. Most of those facilities are old, but Pullen says the system is tended and monitored well and some parts have been updated. Judy Fays, KUER News.